Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your OCR Food Preparation and Nutrition course, ethical considerations and fair trade. This is a topic that really matters not just for your exam, but for understanding how your food choices impact farmers, animals, and communities around the world. Now, I know ethics can sound a bit abstract, but trust me, examiners love this topic because it tests your ability to analyze, evaluate, and make connections between food provenance, sustainability, and consumer choice. By the end of this episode, you'll have the knowledge and exam technique to confidently tackle any question on fair trade, animal welfare, or assurance schemes. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about fair trade. This is absolutely crucial, and you need to know the precise mechanisms that make fair trade work. Fair trade is not just about being nice to farmers, it's a structured certification system designed to support producers in low-income countries, or LICs. There are two key components you must memorize: the minimum price and the social premium. The minimum price is a safety net. It guarantees that farmers receive a fair, stable price for their crops, even when global market prices crash. Think of it like a price floor. For example, if the world price of coffee beans drops below the fair trade minimum price, farmers are still protected. This prevents them from falling into poverty during price fluctuations. The social premium is the second pillar. This is extra money on top of the minimum price that goes into a communal fund controlled by the farmers themselves. And here's where you can earn marks in the exam. You need to give specific examples of how the social premium is used. Think schools, medical centers, clean water projects, agricultural training, and infrastructure improvements. Examiners want concrete examples, not vague statements like, "It helps the community." Be specific. Now, let's contrast fair trade with organic. This is a common mistake students make. Fair trade focuses on socioeconomic fairness, fair wages, and community investment. Organic, on the other hand, is about farming methods, specifically avoiding synthetic pesticides and fertilizers. They're not the same thing. A product can be fair trade, but not organic, or organic, but not fair trade. Don't conflate them in your exam answers. Moving on to animal welfare. This is another area where precision matters. You need to understand the difference between intensive and extensive farming systems. Intensive farming, also called factory farming, prioritizes efficiency and yield. Think high stocking densities, meaning many animals in a small space. Battery cages for chickens are a classic example. Animals are kept indoors, often with artificial lighting, and there's limited space for natural behaviors. The advantage? High productivity and lower costs for consumers. The disadvantage? Serious welfare concerns, including stress, disease, and the routine use of antibiotics to prevent illness in crowded conditions. Extensive farming, like free-range or organic systems, gives animals more space, outdoor access, and the freedom to express natural behaviors. Free-range hens, for example, must have continuous daytime access to outdoor runs. Stocking densities are much lower. The welfare benefits are clear. Less stress, more natural living conditions. But there's a trade-off. Extensive systems are more expensive to run, which means higher prices for consumers. This is the kind of evaluation examiners want to see. You weighing up the benefits against the costs. Now, let's talk about assurance schemes. These are certification logos you see on food packaging, and you need to know what each one guarantees. Red Tractor is the big one in the UK. Memorize the four pillars: food safety, animal welfare, environmental protection, and traceability. Red Tractor guarantees that food has been produced to specific standards throughout the supply chain, from farm to fork. RSPCA Assured focuses specifically on higher animal welfare standards. It ensures animals have freedom to express natural behavior, are regularly inspected, and are not kept in close confinement systems like battery cages. The Lion Mark is for British eggs. It guarantees that hens have been vaccinated against salmonella, eggs are fully traceable, and there's a clear best before date. It's a food safety mark primarily. MSC, the Marine Stewardship Council, certifies sustainable seafood. It guarantees that fish stocks are healthy, fishing practices minimize environmental impact, and there's full traceability from ocean to plate. And finally, free range. This guarantees outdoor access for hens during the day, lower stocking densities compared to cage systems, and space for natural behaviors like pecking and dust bathing. Here's the key exam point. Don't just list the logos. Explain what they guarantee. Examiners award marks for showing you understand the specific standards behind each scheme. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic appears frequently in longer answer questions, often worth 6, 9, or even 12 marks. These are your opportunities to demonstrate analysis and evaluation, which are the higher order skills that get you into the top mark bands. When you see a question like, discuss the impact of fair trade on producers in low-income countries, you need to structure your answer carefully. Start with the minimum price and explain how it provides financial stability. Then move to the social premium and give those specific examples: schools, healthcare, clean water. Then, and this is crucial, provide a balanced evaluation. You might mention that fair trade products cost more for consumers, which can limit demand, or that not all farmers and LICs have access to fair trade certification. Examiners love to see both sides of the argument. For animal welfare questions, always contrast intensive and extensive systems. Use technical language, stocking density, freedom to express natural behavior, prophylactic antibiotic use. Avoid emotive language like happier animals. Stick to measurable welfare indicators. Common mistakes to avoid. First, don't confuse fair trade with organic. Second, don't just name assurance schemes without explaining what they guarantee. Third, don't ignore the economic implications. Ethical choices often cost more, and examiners want to see you acknowledge the trade-off between ethics and affordability. One more tip. When discussing assurance schemes, always link them to traceability and consumer trust. These schemes exist to give consumers confidence that food has been produced to certain standards. That's the bigger picture. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the two key components of the fair trade system? The answer is the minimum price and the social premium. Question 2. Name 3 specific uses of the fair trade social premium. The answer is building schools, medical centers, clean water projects, agricultural training, or infrastructure improvements. Question 3. What are the 4 pillars of the Red Tractor Assurance Scheme? The answer is food safety, animal welfare, environmental protection, and traceability. Question 4. What is the main difference between fair trade and organic certification? The answer is fair trade focuses on socioeconomic fairness and fair wages, while organic focuses on farming methods and avoiding synthetic chemicals. Question 5. What does the lion mark on eggs guarantee? The answer is salmonella-tested hens, full traceability, a best before date, and that eggs are 100% British. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those key concepts. All right, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essential knowledge you need for ethical considerations and fair trade in your OCR GCSE food preparation and nutrition exam. Remember, fair trade has 2 pillars, the minimum price and the social premium. Always give specific examples of how the social premium is used. Understand the difference between intensive and extensive farming and be ready to evaluate the trade-offs between animal welfare and cost. Know your assurance schemes and what each one guarantees, not just the logos. This topic is all about analysis and evaluation. Examiners want to see you weighing up different perspectives, considering the producer, the consumer, and the environment. Use technical language, be specific with your examples, and always provide a balanced argument. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, every food choice you make has an impact. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.